skip where you hit the ground. Save it for later. Don't run away, don't let me down. Sooner or later, you hit the deck, you get found out. Save it for later. Don't run away, don't run away, don't let me down. Why we should suffer all this, I can't seem to find a reason. Just comb my hair while I come to a decision on this. Sooner or later, your legs give way, you hit the ground. Save it for later, don't run away and let me down. Sooner or later, you hit the deck, you get found out.
Cover from English Beat from Pete Townsend from The Who, Save It For Later, live version right there. Hey, welcome back to Steel City Music. Glad that you're hanging out with me on the show. If you got a request, send me an email, steelcitymusic.ca. There's a contact form. Hit me up there. Of course, we also have, we are on, how do you say this in your language? Oh, yeah, Instagram, SCMGram. And you can find us on Twitter as well and Facebook. We have a page and a group and all the other fun stuff that goes along with social media. Not a TikTok account, though. I don't know if I got the time to sit there in front of TikTok and make a fool of myself trying to get people to listen to music. I mean, I can sit here in front of a microphone and make a fool of myself, but it's a big commitment on my part to take 30 seconds out of my day to make a TikTok video out of nothing. But that's just me making a social commentary. Anyway, if you're a TikTok user, I didn't mean to offend you. Seriously. Okay, so we have a new EP coming up called Last Year from... Days Wait, Adam Alfano's outfit. I knew him from Wall Star Days. He's back in action. And he said that, well, I'll tell you about that in just a little bit. But we got two songs coming up for you. Stuff sent to me from, the track's called Motions from Troubles of Bruin, I believe. Yeah, Trouble Bruin. That's the Steve Hansen outfit. And also Estella from out west. She came to Hamilton last year in the wintertime. Irish girl who landed herself out in Western Canada. And she's one of the first interviews that that I did going back on the air at the Hawk. So, but she's got a remix of Fire. It's a year anniversary of one of the tracks, Fire. So I thought I would spin that for you as well. And also, she sent me a quick note. Blah, 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 blah. Let's get to the meat of all of this, will you, Smith? Jamie, could you let people know on the 18th that the song will be available for pre-save, and then you can go to my bio on IG or any of my social media to pre-save it, please. And I will do all of those things for you. So I just did that. And of course, go to ostella.com and you can find all the links for Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and all the other stuff if you want to get a hold of her. She's just like all the other musicians right now, trying to make a living at their craft and art. So hit her up on the website. And if you can buy one of her songs, please do. Give her a like and any other way you can help out. So without further ado, Motions from Troubles Brewing. But right now, here's Fire, the remix from Ostella on Steel City Music.
You got to live with the consequence.
Emotions, Trouble Brewing right there for you on Steel City Music. Before that, you heard some Ostella, the remix of Fire. It's been a year since that single off of her album Pandora was released. So there you go. Cool track. I dig it. There you go. All right. So where are we at now? Okay. Yeah. Adam Alfano. He was in a band called Wallstar back in the day. And not, when I say back in the day, I actually mean back in the day. Like we're talking 2005, 2006, 7, that era. And the band was always a fun band to hang out with. They used to play the Casbah, the Corktown, and some of the other bars around town. And just a great bunch of Mac guys. You know, it's funny how McMaster University turns out some really good bands. You know, most recently, the Arkells, of course. But Wallstar back in the day, just like a group of friends that lived together, played in a band together and did all that camaraderie stuff together. And they put out some really good music at the time. And then they disbanded and it was, then they went on to, Drew Smith did his own thing. The rest of the band had their like little solo projects with other people. And then I never heard from them for the longest time. And then out of the blue, I think about three months ago, in the middle of the COVID, nonsense. Adam reached out to me and sent me some stuff, said, "Hey, I recorded this." And it's kind of a cathartic thing that I've been doing. I've been living in Chicago for some time with my family. I moved back to here in Canada, I'm up in Ancaster. Tell me what you think. And I'm like, well, send me the whole thing. So he sent me one song. I'm like, oh, this is really good. So then he sent me the rest of the stuff. And I've been trying to like get it into one of these shows here. And but I actually said, hey, you know, we should interview. And he's like, I don't want to talk about this stuff right now. And I'm like, okay, you got to respect that, because it's a whole thing, a whole new thing for him. So here's the EP for you. Check them out on Bandcamp. A Day's Wait. The EP is called A Last Year. Here's the track Arctic on Steel City Music.
In time, you never really knew about it. How the waves came crashing in rushing to the Arctic. The Arctic inside. You always felt so sorry.
Welcome back to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunner, here, hanging out with you on this fine afternoon. I think it's Friday. Yeah, my show airs on Fridays. And this is a pre-recorded show because we are still suffering from the old COVID. Joining me on the line right now is a gentleman who reached out from seeing the Steel City Music posts around the internet about finding new music and everything. And he writes, we are interested in the Steel City Music program on 101.5 FM. And after listening, we feel that you are a good fit for our radio show. I'm like, he assumes a lot, doesn't he? But actually, he was right on all of this because I clicked on the link and I gave a listen to some of the music. And it's Kevin California is a Toronto-based Canadian indie folk artist. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, Gunner.
I'm glad that you reached out. I was going through your website. Full disclosure, I've been doing interviews all morning and I like to just sit and listen to music, and I was starting to get things confused just a little bit with all the artists that I was listening to this morning. But when I was clicking over to yours, it struck me that I think you might have a little bit of a traveler's soul in you. Do you think that's a nice thing to say about you? Because some of the videos I've seen you seem to be this sort of like wandering minstrel in some of the videos. And also, yeah, you know, you also do... You have 100 plus shows under your belt between Canada and the United States.
Yeah, I'd say I'm a self-proclaimed vagabond. Kind of started kind of in my 20s. And just in the last decade, I've kind of been moving cities every 3 or 4 years. Gets a little bit tiring after a while. I'm feeling quite welcome in Toronto right now, and hope to extend that record and see how long, you know, the music will take me in this city and in Ontario and stuff. I hope it'll be a long time. Because it's nice to have a place that is home and feels like home, you know. And even though it's more really about the people that make a place feel like home, there's something to be said for actually having like your space and not having to pack bags all the time. And I mean, ultimately Toronto's where most of my family and friends are. So that's why it feels like home the most.
Well, you've been traveling around, doing different recordings. But where did you actually start though?
Kevin California was a project I started about 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so I took independent music production down at UCLA. And I met a bunch of people through that program and got started on that EP, that debut EP. And
the Dear Mom EP? Is that the one?
Yeah, right. Correct. And so that was a really big eye-opener. I kind of jumped off the cliff into the music industry, kind of fell flat on my face, brushed myself off, and now I'm slowly climbing back up the hill again. Mm-hmm. And so I started there. Then I came back to Canada, and I was in Waterloo for a short little while, and that's where I kind of grew up, and then moved out to Montreal for a few years, and live with my girlfriend out there.
Oh, so was your girlfriend that made you, like, not made you, but that was the reason why you moved to Montreal, or was it more of like a cultural music scene that you wanted to explore?
It was a little bit of both, you know. I moved pour l'amour, but if I said that correctly, I still didn't get my friends perfect by the time
Sounded perfect to me, sir.
And then I came back to Toronto. One of the things I really wanted to do was release this new EP here in Toronto. I don't know, I just had an instinct about it that it's where I needed to be. And a lot of my decisions have been based around kind of following that gut feeling, even when it didn't really make sense to my mind. So I came here, and so far the response to the new album has been really great. I'm really happy that I'm here.
When I find you in the darkness of night. We lay as one, like yellow stars alight. We roll and play, fall in love in many ways, and this feels so real. Roar so loud that neighbors can hear, then crawl around and rub against your ear. We roll and play, fall in love in many ways, and this feels so real. Golden queen of my pride, I'll always fight to keep you by my side. We roll and play, fall in love in many ways, and this feels so real.
With some of the songs on this new one, it's called Timeless. Some of the comparisons you heard, are the comparisons, do you enjoy being compared to other artists, that sort of thing? Like, because some of the comparisons that you got were from the Zac Brown Band, Mumford & Sons, Jason Mraz. But some of those artists just seem to be very... over the last couple of years, they're the ones that are always at the top of the mind for... indie folk rock to an extent, especially like Mumford & Sons, that sort of thing. Do you feel comfortable being compared to that style of music?
That's a good question. I mean, definitely they're at the top of the game, you know, and I'm just scratching the surface of what they did, you know, years ago.
Sure.
But it's kind of more what close friends, when they hear my music, usually when I'm working on a new album, I'll show kind of rough mixes to close friends, and or maybe I'll play a few tunes to people. I actually did a little bit of a tour around Ontario last year, and I was playing a bunch of those songs, testing them out, and a lot of the feedback I got was, you know, certain artists I sounded like, and those were some of the names that were told to me, and they're also artists that have influenced me a little bit. So it is
nice. It is a nice tip of the hat towards you. Then you don't take it the wrong way.
Yeah, I'm by no means do I compare myself on a level with them.
I never asked the question as part of a level. I mean, I had a conversation earlier with Gareth Inkster. He's a musician here in Hamilton, and we were talking about, you know, how you, some people, his influences, and some people hear certain artists in his music, and it was just like he understands it, but he's humble about it because he doesn't I think his explanation was he doesn't try to be so caught up into just what he sounds like, and his is like either better or than someone else's, but it's more of like an acknowledgement.
Right. Yeah. I mean, for me, I love all different types of music, all different genres. So it's really hard, and probably most artists will say this, it's hard to pinpoint your own genre of the music that you're making, right? So I kind of look to others to tell me that kind of information. Mm-hmm. 'Cause like one day I'll be listening to rap, the next day I'll be listening to classical, the next day I'll be listening to folk, the next day I'll be listening to metal, rock, you know, like it's just all over the place. And I don't know if people get that in the songs that I've been releasing, if feel like kind of a mix. Somebody once compared me to Elvis Costello, 'cause he's known as you know, somebody who mashed the genres a lot.
He brought about in the late 70s, early 80s. It was they pegged him as like the cusp of the English new wave coming off of punk.
Okay.
So, but it had this whole pop sensibilities about the whole thing, right? So, yeah, you know, I mean, that's a pretty good comparison right there.
You know? Well, what's interesting too is when I get down to writing songs, I always find that they're kind of in like, they're kind of in the pop light, you know. They're right. It's not at the level of pop music yet, you know. It's, you know, I consider it more indie folk, but for some reason, no matter what I'm listening to when I write music, it always comes down into more of that kind of like pop kind of your I don't know, that kind of pop structure of songs. I just right. enjoy writing that way, and it's just what flows from me, so I can't really stop it. And if it's something that I hum later that day, I know I have to keep working on it, so.
Oh, it just hangs in the back of your head like you got to finish this.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of times I'm writing something and it won't really be catchy at all. I won't repeat the tune or the melody in my head while I'm walking around, you know. So then I probably won't work on it for a long time or maybe never again. But something that does get in my head and I keep repeating, I get back to the writing table as soon as possible and work on it.
Summer. On a lazy, rainy day, I'm picturing us together and the times we said forever. Memories of us side by side continue to fog up my mind. Dusty wind swings open the door, showing me a world of so much more.
Right. So is it the music that comes first or the lyric?
Yeah, people ask that question often. It really is a combination of the two. Kind of depends on my situation. If it's late at night and I can't really make too much noise where I am, okay, I might just be writing the inspiration of a lyric down. Another time I might be playing some cover songs and then all of a sudden my fingers on the guitar will come up with a great riff and I'll jump for my handy recorder and I'll just press record and you know, record a few minutes of a melody or of chord progressions, and then I'd come back to it later. Sometimes I kind of work the two at the same time, and that's when it really feels like work. Like, the inspiration for songs is my favorite part, like, because usually it comes when I'm really relaxed, I'm not free to go, and all of a sudden I'll get and I'll go write it down. And or if I'm like I said, I'm just playing for fun on the guitar or ukulele or any whatever instrument I got, piano, and then I'll just record that inspiration. But when I come back to it and I really try to form the song, that's when I'm working the lyrics and the melody at the same time, and that's when it really that's when the real kind of tough part I find in songwriting. I mean, I love it. I'm passionate about it, but that's the most challenging part, because now you're beyond the inspiration. Now you're really kind of thinking about it rationally and logically, and working both sides of the brain. So, yeah, that's kind of my process. Hey, this is Kevin California. To check out more about me, go to kevincalifornia.com.
He's laying in an empty bed, wondering if it's too late. Time sinks in his drowning head, 'cause he knows he made the mistake. He thinks, will she look at me with those eyes that looked at me for the very first time? Will she ever kiss me again and be a lover and best friend? A burning heart can be a mystery. He knows he has to do something more. He thinks, hey, I've got the key, I'll hold the rose at her door. He says, will you look at me with those eyes that looked at me for the very first time? Will you ever kiss me again and be a lover and best friend?
is a currency. Spend yours wisely. Whether you're wealthy or you're poor, the present moment can give so much more.
You a story of what it means to be rich. I was taught to rise above, stand tall and be proud, live in a big house in the hills and build it up from the ground. But the present moment means more than trying to be wealthy, famous, or even poor. Time is a currency, spend yours wisely. Stillness of the mind. And
And love is the part where you fall apart and realize there is no time. Love is the part where you fall apart and realize there is no time. No time. 'Cause you make things timeless all the time.
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Ha, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hey, welcome back to Steel City Music here in Hamilton, Ontario, with your host, Gunner. And you can hear it on The Hawk from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. every Friday. Go to The Hawk website. Listen to me talk. On the line with you right now is Gareth Inkster. He's a gentleman that I met about 2 years ago, back in 2018, out of Hamilton. He was doing a show at This Ain't Hollywood, and I was working there at the time, and that's how I met him, and I started spinning his music. And then a mutual friend of ours joined his band a little while ago, the great Newfoundlander, Adam Carter. You know, who I haven't spoken to in a while, Gareth, by the way. Is he alive? Is he okay?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, he's doing fine.
Burn. Hey, thanks for taking the time to have a chat with us today, buddy.
Yeah, happy to.
When last you and I had any kind of interaction, we were just talking just before the recording started, you were a couple months back, right in the beginnings of COVID. You were part of an online thing. That I was a part of when COVID was a little child, and you did 10 minutes via piano. Is that what you're going to be doing coming up on Friday, September 25th?
Yeah, that's I probably should have that more ironed out. I think there's definitely one tune going to be on piano.
Right.
It's going to be the one that's going to be on the double LP we'll mention in a minute, but the song Used to It. But then, you know, I've got a bunch of new ones that are just really, I love them right now, you know, like every, you know, your new stuff is always your best stuff, you feel. And and some of those are on acoustic, so I'm probably going to be doing at least one on guitar as well.
On guitar as well. Now, we'll just talk about your music in a minute, but
sure.
On the 25th of September, you're doing part of an online event that's happening at the Music Hall here in Hamilton. It is the part of the Shift 2020, a festival of ideas and actions by the Socrates Project. Out of McMaster University. And also on the bill will be Shanika Maria Ellis, and also LT the Monk will be performing, as well as yourself, Gareth.
That's right.
It's also going to be filmed by local filmmaker Christopher Benfrey. You can find out more information on Facebook.